Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 455. The Chazal revealed to us the tremendous importance of a couple acquiring true peace, which comes through love. The Avos de Rabbi Nasan, Perek Chav Ches, Ois Gimel, says as follows. The Rav Shem ben Gamliel said, Kol ha'meisim shalom b'toich beisai, one who brings peace in his home, it's considered as though he brought peace onto every single Jew. And in contrast, someone brings jealousy and competition in his home, then the Pasuk considers it that he brought jealousy and competition in all Yidden. And this is really the aside of the idea being that Shalom Bayis is a microcosm of the true Shalom in Klal Yisrael. Sinas Chinam very often, there's many reasons for it, but the Shairish is it Beinish L'Ishtai. If the Seder Beinish L'Ishtai is with a love, with a hava, with a respect, and then you let it be Nispashet, the respect and a certain ahava towards all of Klal Yisrael, then Shalom Bayis is corrected. Sinas Chinam overall is corrected. And then the Chazal say further, Masechtas Gittin, Davav HaMebeis, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that Kol HaMeitel Ein Miyaseira B'Sech Beisai, his own place is excessive fear upon the members of his household. Seifu Bali De Shloisha Averis, he'll end up leading to three great sins, Avei Dezara, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Chil Shabbos. So this is so key. This Shalom Bayis saves you from many, many Averis and protects you. This Ahava and Achva. The problem is, like we said many times, the love word is often taken out of context. It's said in ways in this generation, in these cultures, that contradict the way of life, the way of a Jew's life, the way of Torah's life. It confuses people who mistakenly believe that genuine intimate love between a couple doesn't align with being an Erlich Yid, which is absolutely false. We have to differentiate between what true love is, which is based on a true, close, hergish feeling, versus a fantasy love, which is often based on external looks, very often on indecent behaviors, or the infatuation, which, like we talked about in the Bensi and Schaefer's books, even when in the right way, it's still not what the basis of love actually is, as we explained. The Rambam, Hilchos Ishos, Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Yutes, that Adam Mechaber Es Ishto Yoyse Megufay, he honors and respects his wife more than himself, loves her as himself, and he gives her the money and should not have excess fear, talk to her always with pleasant words and in a pleasant way, not to be depressed with her, not to be angry towards her, and the same thing with wife, to honor her husband beyond. She should have a certain awe. Doesn't mean fear. Doesn't mean this, you know, unhealthy fear because of Amy Yaseira, but it means a certain respectful awe, and that he should be, in her eyes, as a king, and she as a queen. But the idea being, again, using that in the right context, we talked about this in other shiurim as well, and by doing all these things, they will have a pleasant life and a praiseworthy life. Then we see the importance of Shalom from the halacha of Ner Shabbos. If you have Ner Shabbos or Ner Hanukkah, Ner Shabbos comes first. Ner Shabbos or Kiddush, wine, Ner Shabbos comes first. Why? The Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yudalet. He says, because even the great name of Hashem is erased for the sake of peace between a husband and wife. Gadol HaShalom, how great Shalom is. Shekol HaTorah Nitna L'Asa Shalom Ba'Olam. The whole Torah was given to create peace in this world. So the Rambam says that Shabbos candles take priority over Hanukkah candles, over Kiddush, because Shabbos candles bring light into the home, and lacking candles could create stumbling blocks and could cause arguments. And in the Binyan Bayis from Moshe Shochetowitz, which Be'ezus Hashem will hope to give shiurim on that sefer as well, very fundamental, beautiful sefer. And he writes as this: he has an argument he had an argument with another person, and he felt that this Rambam is only about a couple that's at the brink of divorce, that they're really fighting anyway. So a lack of light could be like the last straw that broke the camel's back. So in order to protect it, the Rambam says you need near Shabbos over Hanukkah Licht. Now he brought this person to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv explained the Rambam like this. He said this particular couple never had one fight in their 50 years of marriage, and they're still living happily together. However, due to a strange turn of events, they found that they only have one candle. And the question is, which mitzvah should they fulfill? The one time a year mitzvah of Hanukkah or the weekly mitzvah of Shabbos candles? And the wife approaches the husband and says, the mitzvah of Hanukkah is the only one every year. It's beloved. Take the candle, do this precious mitzvah, and I guarantee I won't fight with you. Regardless of this, the Rambam paskins that if the husband did this, he's not acting in accordance to the Torah. And Rabbi Yashiv adds that if the husband would use the candle for Hanukkah on that Shabbos, they would have the first fight in their marriage. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said. And Rabbi Moshe in Binyan Habayis said that it's really a pella what Rabbi Yashiv said. So if the Saloch is referring to a very, very happy married couple, you see how much disturbance in Shalom Bayis could occur with a lack of light. We can't be smarter than the Torah. In the Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, they know, the Torah, Chazal knows the effect of the Nair on the couple's relationship that overrides even the beloved annual mitzvah of Hanukkah Licht. Shalom Bayis is not optional. It's not just Stam, let's make life more pleasant. It's an actual Chiv. That's why the Rambam says we shouldn't be surprised by this halacha. Because Shalom Bayis overrules now not only the Rabbanans, but it overrules Hashem himself, allowing his name to be erased for the sake of Shalom Bayis. That's the Parsha of Saita. So Taka, why does it override the shame Hashem? The answer, the Rambam says, is because the Torah was only given to bring Shalom to the world. You know, people make fun, you know, when they say, oh, the ones that are less observant, they talk about peace all the day because they don't keep the Torah, and that's not, alone is not Torah, you have to keep mitzvahs. All that is true. You need to keep mitzvahs, but all in the framework of Shalom. Even Teichacha, all in the framework of Shalom. Even when you put your foot down, when you need to, all in the right way for Shalom. That is the idea. If the mindset is the Shalom, then everything else falls into place and you bring peace between a couple and you bring peace in the world. The Chazal talk about Shalom unbelievable all over the place. Right? That's in Uksin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Then it says, Lo yikpit Torah l'defachah mitzvahs. Aval ala shalom, it says, Bakei shalom, b'mekoimcha v'ratfeyu b'mokim achar. That's the Shmoyis Rabbah, Perek Yud Tes. Torah was, the Yidin was zaychah to Torah only because of shalom. Mesechtes derech erzut to Perek Yud Aleph. V'yichin sham Yisrael. Hashem says, since They hate Machlokes and love Shalom now. They came by Yichan as one encampment. So that's why I'm going to give my Torah to them. So Hashem Bechvoidei Ve'atzmai says that Shalom is the biggest priority. And that's why it's a mistake to think that if the atmosphere of the home isn't that good, but it's not so bad, they settle on survivable. They settle on sort of like a cold peace, business partners, that's not true shalom. True shalom with real ahava, that is top priority, not to be taken lightly. If Hashem said that he could erase, that we can erase his holy name for the sake of shalom, so therefore we have to ourselves erase our names in a certain sense. Sometimes you blink and you don't see everything. Sometimes you take a hit occasionally when the other spouse is in a bad mood and you get a little hurt. You learn how to overlook it. Again, not to a point of a pattern. We talked about this before, but a big part of marriage is understanding each other. They get into the moods and they catch themselves. They apologize later, but not, you know, to really focus on the peace aspect of the marriage. And Bakas Shalom b'mekaimcha, by the way, v'refei b'makam achar, and Klal Yisrael simply means like this, that you have to have Shalom in your own b'mekaimcha, in your own place, in your own environment, in your own culture, in your own shul, in your own yeshiva. But v'refeyu, you chase it b'makam achar, in that other place that is not your culture, that is not your yeshiva, that is not your shul, that is not your rebbe, that is not your Rosh Hashiva. You chase Shalom there too. Everyone is entitled, and they should have their Mahalach HaChayim. B'chol derechecha do'ehu. Everyone has a path, they follow that path. Harbei drachim lamokim, that lead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alpi Torah, elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. But v'ratfeyu b'mokam achar. The shalom you pursue, even in another place. It's not my way. I have my path in Avodas Hashem. He has a different path in Avodas Hashem, but I love him, he loves me. We're all serving the same Ribbono Shel Olam. And of course, the woman, as we're going to explain, has her obligations too in Shalom Bayis. It is a two-way street. The Torah gives a chiyuv that on the husband to provide a simcha to his wife, simchas aina, but the idea is, l'chol adeis, the Torah knows this too. It's not a bond between two people cannot be achieved if only one of them is invested in the relationship. Husband could do all he wants to provide happiness for his wife, and simchas ayin, if it's not reciprocal, it's going to fall apart. Same thing the other way around. You're tying two pieces of string together. You have to use both strings to intertwine them. One piece won't do the job. Kesha shel kayama, the everlasting knot. It's only achieved if the husband and wife are on the same page, work on the same goals, work together to become close to one another. And we're going to explain more about this, Be'ezus Hashem, in the upcoming shir. But this pursuit of shalom, this concept of constantly yearning and hoping and watching and learning skills of maintaining shalom, running after shalom, finding everything possible to bring it about, is the tafkid hachayim. It's what Hashem wants. That is Torah. If the emes is, if there, it's not nesivay seha shalom, that's not true Torah. The chol nesivay seha shalom. All her paths are with peace. Bracha and atzlacha.